Welcome back to another episode of My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock, and we're all familiar with the big names in horror. Freddy, Jason, fucking Gargamel. But who we're not familiar with are the ones just outside the terror, the ones who didn't get to tell their tales. When I was a little kid, my mom took me to Chuck E. Cheese, and I took my tokens that I'd won, and I bought myself a little Chuck E. Cheese plastic figurine, and I fucking loved this thing. I was obsessed with it. I wouldn't let it leave my side. And then, like a normal kid, I lost it in a drugstore, and I was devastated. So much so that my mom had to go back and get me another one, and it's still not quite the same, but anyway, I digress. All I wanted was for that little Chuck E. Cheese figure to pop to life and run back to me and climb in my pocket and all the adventures we would have. You know, and I think I'm lucky enough to have him do that without him going nuts and killing a bunch of people. And not every toy is as nice as you think. And I learned a little bit about that and myself this week when I traveled to Seattle. Welcome back to another episode of My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock, coming to you this week from one of my favorite places. I am back in Seattle. I'm here in the offices of the Funky Toy Corporation, sitting down having a cup of coffee with, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with an actual toy. I'm joined by Joey Jammies. Joey, thank you for being here.
Hey, I'm Joey Jammies. I can't have coffee. I'm having a banana smoothie.
Joey, you're one of the happiest things I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe how happy you are.
Thank you.
What does it mean to you to know that you bring joy to so many kids out there who are, they just love you?
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I would say everybody's kind of special to me, but honestly, mostly you, Adam.
Oh, well, thanks, Joey.
I'm just so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too, buddy. This is really great.
Oh, whoops.
What happened?
I fell out of my chair again.
Oh, that's okay. No. Joey Jammies is, I mean, you're so cute. You're adorably cute and small. So you're falling out of a chair.
Very small.
You are very small. Well, thanks for having me here. I guess this is kind of your home, Funky. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
So what's life like here at Funky? I mean, it seems like almost like a Charlie in the Chocolate Factory kind of situation where this is so much fun and there's so many cool things going on. It's got to be a hoot to live here.
Well, I mean, I was created here, which was amazing. And I made so many friends and family. We really are a family here. And then they hired me.
That's so great.
Yeah.
And what is your role now that you've officially been hired here at Funky?
Oh, yeah. I'm like kind of the CEO.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I think that's great. Not enough toys are running toy companies, and I think it's time that should change.
But a lot of people trust what I say.
You have a very trustworthy face.
Thank you. I'm Jammies.
I do believe in myself more just talking to you.
Yeah, you should. You're very strong.
Well, you know, I'm all right. I'm a big guy.
I'm sorry. Can I sit on your shoulders?
Sure. Get on up there.
Thank you. This chair is too big.
Now, Joey, you know, I don't mean to bring up some sad news because I know, you know, that's not fun to talk about. But recently there was an incident that happened with one of the toys out of Funky. Oh, talk to me a little bit about the Megan situation.
It's so sad. Everyone's so mad at Megan. Megan is one of my best friends and always has been.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she did murder a few people.
Well, from what I understand, one was she had nothing to do with, and, you know, a couple of them, it's barely a murder.
Barely. In a bunkie, we have one job, and that's to keep children safe and happy. And I guess you could say Megan did that.
I think you can say Megan did that, but that does bring up an interesting question, Joey. Do you think that kids have maybe come to rely on toys and technology maybe a little too much? Is it too much for kids? Is it kind of curbing their imagination?
I don't know. Would you say I'm too much?
I wouldn't say that ever.
So there you are. I guess always looking for someone that we care about.
I think as you grow up, you kind of get jaded a little bit. And if I were to ask a kid that question, they would look at me like I was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, I've helped with many children and I've made many friends, and I say that I've made all their lives better. And like, you know, sometimes there's a little whoopsies along the way.
Well, for those listening who might think this Megan thing is enough to shut down the whole industry, what are some other whoopsies that have happened to you? Because this can't be an isolated incident.
Oh, and sales have never been better.
That's great.
Sales have never been better. You know, I've never killed anyone. There have been some broken bones along the way.
You know, it's like that saying, though, you can't make an omelet without breaking some
eggs. Breaking some bones.
Yeah. Kids break their bones all the time. When I was a kid, I broke my leg. I broke my shoulder. I broke a lot of things.
Yeah. And if someone ran into this coffee shop right now, I was like, I'm gonna be mean to Adam. I'm spraying action. I'm Joey Jammies.
And that's, I think, the kind of friendship that it's rare. I think kids should have that kind of friendship. Somebody who's willing to look out for them.
Yeah, and that's what my ex-girlfriend, I'm sorry, she doesn't like me to call her that. That's what Gemma created me for.
Well, how much of that do you want to go into? Because I'm willing to talk about as much as you'd like. I think it's fascinating, but that's not an area we have to broach.
Oh,
if you don't.
I don't care. Talk about it.
So talk to me about what was your first world experience after being created by Gemma? Like, you know, you open your eyes, you see all of this newness in front of you. What is that like?
Yeah. The first thing I saw was Gemma's face.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw her ear. And then I saw her other ear. And then I saw her hair.
And that was pretty silly.
That was really silly. And I just looked at her and I said, hi. You know, and it was just kind of like sparks kind of flew from there. So I don't think she thought it was going to be romantic, but it was.
I mean, sometimes things turn romantic where you didn't see him, you know, and that can be a really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And how long were you guys together?
I had to break it off after 4 months. Yeah. And that was really sad, but I was already dating 3 other people by the time, so it just only felt right.
Is it tough to be in a monogamous relationship in the toy industry? Because that seems like a fast-paced kind of life.
It's a fast world, and it's like, you know, it's just like everybody wants to, like, play, you know? And it's like, okay.
Yeah, there is something kind of freeing about that. You know, I myself can feel a little, you know, kind of like prudish about things, you know, but I think the sense of play that you bring to a relationship with kids and with anybody really is, it's nice. It's refreshing. It's inspiring.
Where does your prudishness come from?
I don't know. You know, like I've never dated more than one person at a time, you know,
wow.
Like for that, for example. Yeah. Yeah.
But what about 2 people at a time?
No, I've never done that either. It's only been one person, Joey.
Just one?
Yeah. So maybe there are areas of, you know, romance, of a romantic life that I've been too scared to explore.
Oh, that makes me really sad. Oh, no.
I don't know. And, you know, now, Joey, I'm married, and I don't know if my wife would really be into us dating more than one person.
Oh, your wife is very nice.
She is great.
Yeah. I think she'd be fine.
I don't know. Maybe I could talk to her about it.
I don't know.
You know, we got some
trips
planned.
I'll call her after this.
We were going to go to Des Moines, but I don't know what the scene's like in Des Moines. And I don't know, maybe that's not the time to bring it up.
Oh, I love Des Moines. You can do anything there.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's so, they've got so many things.
Well, I mean, look, I'm getting off topic here because you're not here to make my problems go away and to make me feel better.
Well, I know what I was created for.
Well, I'm here to talk to you because I do want to know more about what is it like, you know, you said you were created to make people's problems go away, to make people feel better. So when you see, I don't know, somebody you're paired with who's going through something, what do you do? How do you leap into action? What's your first thought when you see this person going through trouble?
If someone's going through something, I'm like, who do I hurt? You know? And like, what can I say? Or do they need something? Or like, where's my knife? You know? Mm-hmm. those are kind of my first thoughts.
A lot of people are going to hear this and they're going to say, Joey, you're resorting to violence too quickly. Why? Why not talk?
I didn't say that.
Well, I think people are going to hear what they want to hear.
People are going to hear what they want to hear. And that's, so it's not my problem.
I think you're absolutely right, Joey. Huh. You know, again, I wasn't expecting to kind of have like a self-reflective moment here with you and kind of my new best friend, but I think you're right.
Wipe those tears away. Wipe those tears away.
I will.
Hey.
Well, I just, you know. Hey. I feel like maybe now talking to you, there's a lot of life that I haven't really explored yet.
I can see that in your eye.
Because, you know, if I have a problem with somebody, my first thought is, what can I do to make them like me more? Not, you know, maybe I should just hurt them.
Yeah. You got to take care of yourself.
But then, Joey, I'm going to struggle because people are going to be like, Adam, that's not acceptable behavior. You can't just go around slapping people.
Well, they can't say it if they're not there. Right?
Yeah, that's very true. If I'm alone, they can't hear it.
Yeah, they can't or say that. If they're gone, they can't say that anymore. That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Joey's killing him the right answer. I don't know if it is or not.
I never said kill them. Who said that?
No, you're right. I'm talking crazy. I'm talking crazy.
You're just saying that. That's so silly. Oh,
well,
Adam.
Well, let's go back to somebody who did kill somebody. One of your friends, Megan, did kill a couple of people. So
I trained her. They created her. Gemma created her because I was too off-putting.
Now, I don't know how anybody could say that you're off-putting. You're adorable.
I know. And first I heard pudding and I thought, I'm not off-putting. I'm on it. I'm off-putting for any meal.
For those listening, Joey has now scurried down and is grappling on the back of my calf and is just hanging on there.
Yeah, I guess I thought there was pudding there.
So cute. It's so cute. So you trained Megan.
We did a lot of vocal lessons, a lot of fighting montages, and just we were really good friends. We're still good friends.
And how does that friendship make you feel?
I guess it makes me feel really warm.
See, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a friendship that can make me feel warm, and I'm looking to believe in myself and maybe take matters into my own hands.
That's right. That's exactly it. And who's going to stop you?
Nobody.
Only you can stop you. You have
that's
one
right.
enemy, and you see him in the mirror every morning.
You know what, Joey? You're right. You're right. Maybe it's not the kids are too attached to technology and toys and thinking for themselves. Maybe the world got a little too stuffy and the world maybe put kids in a box and, you know, that's that they're doing what they want them to do.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't see myself when I look in the mirror. Okay. Could you think about that?
No, I didn't because all
that's
I see
a
is this.
Metaphor, right?
Yeah. All I see is his face. But if I can learn to see through that face.
Yeah.
You know what, Joey? I know I'm crying a lot.
I know,
but
hey.
But
here, you can use my sailor hat.
This is the softest sailor hat I've ever had in my life.
I know.
Well, Joey, my world's been officially changed here in a good way. So would you give any advice to people who are listening who are maybe kind of struggling with the things that I was just saying? Like, hey, you're not really experiencing life as much as you want to be. You know, take matters into your own hands. What would you say to them?
Oh, I guess I would say, the only person that can believe in you is you. And the only person that can hurt you are people that you haven't hurt yet.
Joey, I think I'm going to go out in one of these very cool Seattle tattoo parlors and I might get that inked on my forearm.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I said, if I'm being honest.
Oh, it's too cute to remember, Joey.
I'm so sorry. That's so funny.
Well, if you're listening, get yourself a Joey Jammies because your life's just going to be better. And you don't have to be a kid. You can be a full-grown adult.
Yeah, anybody. Anybody can get a Joey Jammies.
Well, Joey Jammies, thank you so much. I feel so much better, and I can't wait to go out and experience the world in a whole new way.
Oh, man. And I can't wait to see your wife later. Tell her I said hi.
I will.
Oh, good.
Joey Jammies, everybody. Thank you for listening to My Neighbors Are Dead. I'm your host, Adam Peacock. The show is produced by myself, Nate DeFort, and Ryan Countshaus, with editing done by Nate DeFort. Our original music was composed by Jesse Case, with additional music by Dane Halverson. Our artwork was done by James Mulholland. And as always, we want to give a very special thank you to our old pal, Mark Nashon. I want to give a big thank you to Claire Linick for coming by and playing Joey Jammies. Check out Claire as one of the co-hosts of the Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. Get that wherever you get your podcasts. If you like the show and you want to support us, go to www.patreon.com/myneighborsaredead, where you can find new weekly bonus content only available to our Patreon patrons. If you have yet to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, please take a second to do so now. It helps us grow and it helps new neighbors find the show. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at My Neighbors Are Dead and on Twitter at My Dead Neighbors. Stop by, give us a follow, and share your favorite episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. I think on this show, I have given into cannibalism, just killing people for fun. I think kidnapping once or twice I've done.